It's been 4 months since the FBI raided bankrupt Solyndra. It received a $500 million tax dollars and became a political lightning rod, Republicans claiming it was a politically motivated investment.
We counted 12 clean energy companies that are having trouble after collectively being approved for more than $6.5 billion in federal assistance. Five have filed for bankruptcy: the junk bond rated Beacon, Evergreen Solar, SpectraWatt, AES's subsidiary Eastern Energy, and Solyndra.
Others are also struggling with potential problems. Nevada Geothermal, a home state project personally endorsed by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, warns of multiple potential defaults in new SEC filings reviewed by CBS News. It was already having trouble paying the bills when it received $98.5 million in Energy Department loan guarantees. SunPower landed a $1.2 billion loan guarantee last fall after a French oil company took it over. On its last financial statement, SunPower owed more than it was worth. First Solar was the biggest S&P 500 loser in 2011, and its CEO was cut loose, even as taxpayers were forced to back a whopping $3 billion in company loans. Nobody from the Energy Department would agree to an interview. Last November, at a hearing on Solyndra, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu strongly defended the government's attempts to bolster America's clean energy prospects.
In the coming decades, the clean energy sector is expected to grow by hundreds of billions of dollars. We're in a fierce global race to capture this market.
Economist Morisi says even somebody as smart as Secretary Chu, an award-winning scientist, shouldn't be playing venture capitalist with tax dollars.
Tasking a Nobel Prize mathematician to make investments for the U.S. government is like asking the manager of the New York Yankees to be the general in charge of America's troops in Afghanistan. It's that absurd.